This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate 184 newly constructed Type 7 multi-storey flats for Members of Parliament, MPs, at Baba Karak Singh Marg in New Delhi today. On this occasion, the Prime Minister will also plant a sindoor sapling at the residential premises. He will also interact with Shramjeevis and address the gathering. More from our correspondent.
The residential complex is designed to be self-sufficient and is equipped with a full range of modern amenities to meet the functional needs of members of parliament. It incorporates environmentally sustainable features that contribute to energy conservation, renewable energy generation, and effective waste management. The complex is also Divyangjan friendly, demonstrating a commitment to inclusive design. Each residential unit offers approximately 5,000 square feet of carpet area, providing ample space for both residential and official functions. Dedicated areas for offices, staff accommodation, and a community center have been included to support members of parliament in fulfilling their responsibilities as public representatives. All buildings within the complex are constructed to be earthquake resistant in accordance with modern structural design norms. A comprehensive and robust security system has been implemented to ensure the safety of all residents. Pallavi Parmar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that his government intends to make Viksit Bharat possible by 2047 with the active support of countrymen. Speaking after laying the foundation stone of the third phase of Nama Metro in Bengaluru yesterday, the Prime Minister listed out steps initiated by his government to make India a developed country through reforms, performances and transformations. Earlier, Prime Minister inaugurated laid foundation stone of metro projects worth around 22,800 crore rupees in Bengaluru. He also flagged off Vande Bharat train service between Bengaluru and Belgavi and virtually flagged off Vande Bharat services between Amritsar and Katra and another from Nagpur to Pune. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh laid the foundation stone for the BEML rail hub for manufacturing projects worth 1,800 crore rupees in Madhya Pradesh yesterday. The facility will be set up on over 60 hectares of land in Umria village of Raisen district. It is expected to provide employment to more than 5,000 people. The unit will manufacture coaches for Vande Bharat, Amrit Bharat and metro trains. Speaking on the occasion, the Defence Minister said the high-speed trains in India will be equipped with coaches made at the facility.
आज रेल कोच फैक्ट्री का शिलान्यास हुआ है. यहाँ रेल के डिब्बों का निर्माण तो होगा ही, साथ ही रेलवे के और भी अलग-अलग प्रोडक्ट्स, रेलवे के अलग-अलग और भी सारी सामान यहाँ पर बनाए जाएंगे.
Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will distribute crop insurance claims worth over 3,200 crore rupees to more than 30 lakh farmers during an event in Junjunu, Rajasthan today. The Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare said that the claim payments will be digitally transferred to bank accounts of farmers through Direct Benefit Transfer, DBT. During the event, farmers in Madhya Pradesh will receive 1,156 crore rupees, farmers in Rajasthan will get 1,121 crore rupees, farmers in Chhattisgarh will get 150 crore rupees, and farmers in other states will get 773 crore rupees directly. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis stated that the state has access to the world's best systems and technology to curb incidents such as communal hatred spread through social media, which can lead to riots. He added that the Garuda Drishti tools are playing a vital role in tracking such individuals and ensuring immediate action against them. He was speaking at the presentation of the Garuda Drishti Social Media Monitoring and Cyber Intelligence Project and the ceremony for distribution of an amount of 10 crore rupees recovered from the investigation of various cyber financial crimes to the victims. And that's the end of this news bulletin.